You are listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast, Episode 50.
Meditation isn't supposed to disrupt your day. It's supposed to be a part of it. The Daily Meditation Podcast features techniques for you to use throughout your day to be calmer and more effective. Please welcome your host, Mary Meckley.
Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm so honored to have you here spending part of your day meditating. I want to congratulate you for doing this for yourself. I know it's not easy to break away from your day and spend some time just on yourself, but truly, spending 15 minutes meditating is one of the very best things you can do for yourself. In fact, it may be the best thing you do for yourself all day. The theme at the Daily Meditation Podcast is reduce stress, one of the most important things you can do for yourself. All week long, you will explore different meditation techniques to help you reduce the stress in your life. I'll also be sharing a top tip to reduce stress that you can apply right away. So episodes 50 through 56 are all about helping you manage stress in your life. So let's explore a little bit about what stress can do to you. Stress is a leading cause of disease. Stress wreaks so much havoc on your health and wellness that it should be your number one goal to find a way to manage how you respond to stress in your life. So you are in the right spot because you're going to be guided through a meditation today to help you reduce stress. Dr. Mark Hyman, a family physician and 5 times New York Times best-selling author, noted that 95% of disease is either caused by or worsened by stress, and that 75 to 90% of all visits to healthcare providers are connected to stress-related conditions. My top tip for you today to help you reduce stress comes from a psychologist at the University of Texas in Austin, who's also a researcher, Dr. James Pennebaker. He noticed that regular journaling strengthens immune cells called T lymphocytes. And Pennebaker also believes that writing about stressful events helps you come to terms with them. And this helps reduce the impact of these stressors on your physical health. So the top tip for stress relief is write it down, or better yet, keep a journal. This tip seems simple, yet it's incredibly powerful and liberating. And the very act of writing accesses your left brain, which is analytical and rational. So while your left brain is occupied, your right brain is free to create, to tap into your intuition, and to help you tap into how you feel at that very moment. So writing helps you stay in the moment, and it removes mental blocks and allows you to use all of your brain power. And you can start writing down your top stressors in a meditation journal that's complimentary. It's a gift for you over at www.sipandom, that's sipandom.com, where you can receive a free meditation bundle. And in that meditation bundle, there's a meditation journal that you can start writing in today. So I encourage you to head over there and pick up that journal. And while you're there, stop by episode 50, where you will find this week's weekly slowdown guide. Every week I leave a weekly slowdown guide with all the different meditation tips and techniques that are used in that week's meditations. So I encourage you to stop over there and pick up those two gifts that are waiting for you. So one thing that I do that helps me, in fact, I did it this morning. I'm getting ready to travel to the Southwest, and I have all these different things I need to do, and we recently got a dog, and so I'm really nervous about leaving our dog with someone else for the first time. We've never left our dog with anyone before. And so what I did is I sat down and I wrote the top things that were stressing me about this upcoming trip and all the travel we'll be doing and leaving our dog. And when I wrote it down, I could start to compartmentalize my stress. And I noticed a pattern, and that a lot of the stress was related. So I was able to zero in and focus on my top stressor and think of ways to help me reduce that stress right away. And that helped me so much. So I encourage you to write down your stress and then to take steps to break down the top stressors that you're experiencing right at this moment. Don't wait. Get started right away. There are things you can do right now to help you reduce the stress and to break it down so that you can see ways to better manage it. You don't want to live with the inflammation that stress wreaks on your physical body or the emotional toll it takes on you. There's too much life waiting for you to allow stress to dominate you. So pick up your meditation journal. And in fact, in that meditation journal, it's a stress relief tool in and of itself, because you'll discover how to notice how your mood shifts throughout the day and where your energy goes throughout the day. So I really encourage you to pick up that free meditation journal at sipandom.com. Well, let's go ahead and start on your guided meditation today. Sit up straight. Relax your body. Feel your shoulders relax and soften. Feel your whole face soften. Close your eyes. Keep them uplifted as they're closed. This lifts up your thoughts right away. And start to breathe through your belly, using all your oxygen to restore all the cells in your body. You could place your hand on your stomach. This is called the belly breath. And I encourage you to breathe this way from here on out. Too often we try to suck in our breath. And when we do this, we don't breathe deeply and we don't give our body the full dose of oxygen that it needs. So when you inhale, you should feel your abdomen rise up. And when you exhale, you should feel your abdomen sink back down. So inhale and exhale through your nose, feeling your abdomen rise up with each inhalation, and feeling it sink back down with each exhalation. Notice exactly where you are right now. Honor that. You don't want to try to force yourself into feeling calm right away. You want to ease yourself into a state of peace. And that can take a little while. And that's why I share these meditation techniques with you every day, because they help to transition you from whatever you're doing at the moment to a place where you feel connected to your best self, your highest self. And that causes you to experience calmness and peace and joy. Notice where you feel tension in your body and gently release it. Know that tension is always there, and you learn to work with it and move with it. And that's what's so beautiful about meditation. It's one of the best ways to help you manage tension and stress. And also notice your joy or calmness, because that's always there too. And so with meditation, you learn how to tap into your peace more and more and deeper and deeper. Notice how your breath feels as you inhale and exhale. We're going to repeat an affirmation, this week's affirmation. So an affirmation is a positive statement that you say. And when you say it, it helps activate your nervous system and parts of your brain to focus on whatever it is that you're saying. I encourage you to create your own affirmations, but I have customized an affirmation for you to use this whole week. Use this affirmation every day this week, and especially use it in your meditations. The affirmation is, I open myself to the good all around me. I open myself to the good all around me. Repeat this a few times out loud or silently to yourself. The more you put into your affirmation, the more it will benefit you. I open myself to the good all around me. I open myself to the good all around me. Now repeat this silently to yourself. Notice how you feel. Do you notice a shift in your body? Your eyes are closed. Gently raised up, your shoulders are relaxed, you're feeling calmer and calmer. Now I want you to focus and inhale through your left nostril. When you inhale through your left nostril, this helps to calm you. So inhale through your left nostril. This can take a little bit of practice, so be easy on yourself if you don't get it right away. You can actually plug your right nostril, pinch it off with a finger. Now there is a way that you can place your fingers to do this breath, but for now just use any finger. But I encourage you to try to breathe through your left nostril without pinching off your right nostril. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Exhale through your right nostril. Try doing this a few times. Inhale through your left nostril and exhale through your left or through your right nostril. Inhale calmly through your left nostril and exhale through your right nostril. Continue breathing this way for several rounds, and then go into your meditation. When you meditate, you're not using any of the techniques. Your body is at a state of deep stillness. I encourage you to continue inhaling through your left nostril, inducing peace and calm throughout your whole body, and exhaling through your right nostril, releasing all your tension. Continue breathing like this, and then go deeper into your meditation, where you're not using the techniques at all. You've reached a place of stillness, where your mind is calm. Whenever you feel your thoughts start to wander, go ahead and bring them back to your breath, where you're inhaling through your left nostril, peace and calm, and exhaling through your right nostril, all the tension that you're storing inside of you. Let it go. Release it. I so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. Tomorrow you're going to be guided through a special affirmation meditation where you'll explore how to use an affirmation in a powerful way to help you manage your stress. Continue meditating and remember, you are so worth slowing down for.
This session is ended, but if you'd like to continue your journey to a calmer and more effective life, visit sipandom.com to download your free meditation bundle. We'll see you next time on the Daily Meditation Podcast.